Boy, side lessons from the lay. Parshas Vayigash. I've been waiting patiently. It is now Wednesday. That means my YU Torah, the amount of people that will listen to me will be so much lower than the usual three because it's Wednesday already, so it doesn't give people that time to scroll and find Rav Hartstein's amazing shiur. I have had a lot of time, and I've gone through three different ideas that I wanted to discuss, and yesterday developed this idea with the help of the great Rav Baruch Rosenblum. Rav Rosenblum gives an amazing shiur. He has unbelievable svarim. Every sefer, he's got like three svarim. He gives amazing shiurim in Bnei Brak. He had an idea this week, which I think I've spoken about in previous lessons from the Lev in a different way, but I think it's very, very important. As we know in our parsha, the meeting of all meetings, Yosef HaTzadik finally gets to reunite. I should really say Yaakov really gets to reunite with his son. It is amazing. And then something not so amazing starts. And that is Golos. And we know that as Yaakov leaves, he famously takes the Otzei Shittim with him from Eretz Yisrael. He takes these special trees that nobody really understands what's going on and why Yaakov is so fixated on this. And we're going to learn later on that those are going to be taken out of Mitzrayim and those are going to be used later on for the Mishkan. And people are going to remind themselves about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov realizes the fact that he is going to be joining the Golos. Mitzrayim will be the ultimate form of Golos. Interestingly enough, not for today, but he is makbid that when they go down, that he establishes a city that he is not with the idol worship in Mitzrayim. He goes, of course, to Goshen, which, interestingly enough, is referred to in our parsha as Gashna, Gimel Shin Nun Hei, which might remind you of something from a few days ago, the dreidel, Nun Gimel Hei Shin, the original origination, by the way, of the dreidel, no offense, but did not have a pay in it. And if I'm not mistaken, Gashna is the same gematria as Mashiach. And we have to realize that our Golos is a Mashiach experience. But one of the most comforting psukim come as the meeting happens and everybody's so excited. And now the pasuk tells us, Vayomer Anochi Hakel Elkei Avicha Altir, don't be scared. You're going to have to go down to Mitzrayim, Midr Mitzrayim, Ki Legoi Asamechel Sham. You're going to become a nation there. Anochi Areid Imcha Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, I, of course referring to the Anochi, the Ribbono Shalom, will go down with you to Mitzrayim. Vi Anochi Aleich, and I will leave with you. Gam, I will also Aleh the Yosef Yasit Yadol Alanecha. Then the pasuk ends interestingly that don't worry, you will be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef will be the one who will close your eyes. There is a minhag of the sons, Rachman Litzlan, of there when their father passes away. It is the sons who close the final eyes of the father before he is buried. And the Mefarshim jump on this very interesting, if I may, strange pasuk. Because Anochi Eredimcha, I'm going to go down with you, I'm going to come out with you. It seems a little verbose. So we have to understand the pasuk. So many compare the pasuk. The Maharal speaks about, for example, the idea of the sneh of Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, I'm going to be with you. And there is a tremendous comfort knowing, as it says in the pasuk in Yoshe B'Seser in Tehillim, Imo Anochi Batzara. The Anochi, we have to realize, is the Anochi Hashem Lokecha, many, many years ago. And I remember this, I'll never forget this. Many years ago, after the, I happened to be in New York at the time, when the shooting happened in the Eitz Chaim Synagogue in Philadelphia. In Pittsburgh, thank you. That you're allowed to correct me, friend. In Pittsburgh, So many amazing Rabbanim came out because of some negative, just ridiculous rumors and people saying, well, you know, the type of it was really a temple. It wasn't. And I remember Rav Eitan Feiner, one of the great speakers of our generation, used the pasuk Imo Anochi Batzara, and he said, "How dare anyone question what happened in that place? These people died al Kiddush Hashem because they were Jewish." And when the pasuk says Yikra Aneni VeAneni Imo Anochi Batzara Achotzei VaChaveyo, this is Yoshev B'Seser. This is a very important one. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this Perek of Tehillim. When we dedicated the Mishkan, it reminds us that God is always with us. As the Mitzudas David says, Be'ez bo, tzara, whenever there's a tzara, ba'olam, anywhere in the world, heyeh imo la'atzilu yimenu. And as we'll see in a moment, it's not just a real tzara of Klal Yisrael. Chaman al-Litzlan this morning, a mother, a 30-year-old mother, was stabbed walking her kids to school by a 15-year-old Palestinian who they caught sitting in school in the morning in high school. That's how they caught her. Because she probably, it was a her. She didn't think she did anything wrong. So we know Nebuch tragedy all too well. And the guys that came home from Poland learned about it all too well in their faces. But the Rebbe Shalom says, Imo Anochi Batzara. As the Mitzudas David says, as well, that the Sarah actually makes us into better people. But let me read you the words in our parasha, the Kleyaka. Because he gives a very important analogy. He says, what does it mean when the pasuk says, I will be with you when you go into Mitzrayim, and when you come out of Mitzrayim, I'm that guy. I'm going to still be there. I'll be with you. What does this V'anochi mean? Anochi aredimcha. So, says the Klei Yakar the following. The Shechina is coming together with me. Ared ha-Shechina imcha. Hainu yered Yaakov. Hamashal hazeh, l'lisham ha-halach es chaveru l'mayim, amuki. A person doesn't know how to swim, right? Gemara tells us you have to teach your child how to swim. I'm very lucky. I have a wife. She's a lifeguard. She's the teacher of kids how to swim in my family, right? So, when you're teaching someone to swim, says the Klei Yakar, what do you do? His friend doesn't know how to swim. So he says, I can't swim. I don't know how to swim. I'm going to drown in the deep water. He doesn't go. You don't say to him, oh, okay, you go first. And if I see you're drowning, I'll come and I'll teach you how to swim. No. A true swimming instructor jumps into the water first and says, okay, I got you. Now you come into the water. And I'm going to teach you how to swim. But says, Klei Yakar, what's the interesting thing? When they're in the Mayim and he's teaching them how to swim, now the swimming lesson is over. Who gets out first? The swimming instructor? Or the, who gets out first? Obviously. The person he's teaching to swim. Because he wants to make sure. The guy's not going to get out first and go, oh, wait, where'd you go? No. He gets out first. That's the Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm staying here with you, no matter what. No matter what the situation is, Imo Anochi Batzara, I am with you together. From the beginning to the end, I'm with you. And I'm so with you, I'm staying there in Batzara until you get out. But the gorgeous words of the Or HaChaim, I think are so, so beautiful. Because it brings it down to our generation. We sometimes miss the fact, Rabbi Isai, and this is so important not to miss this fact. We sometimes miss the fact that Maisa Avosim Lamad.
that the parashas are supposed to come alive to us every single week when we read them.
Just want to mention a dedication of the shir to Echola, Yonatan ben Shoshana, who's my daughter is doing Sherut Lumi in the hospital in Tel HaShomer. And Nebuch is a child who has cancer and is in America now and had a Baruch Hashem, what seems like a very successful surgery, but has a big recovery ahead of him. Rabbanu Shalom says, send him and all the Cholim, Refuah Shleim, V'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom is with us. Kiviyochel is back to Rabbi Feiner's idea. Ki'ilu, he's holding our hand. Rabbi Feiner said, that Anochi is the same Anochi at Har Sinai. That powerful Anochi Hashem Mokecha, the Rabbanu Shalom himself said, and what did all the Jews say? I can't hear it. We couldn't hear it. That powerful Anochi is the Rabbanu Shalom saying, I am with you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be B'toch HaTzar. But listen to a gorgeous Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Says the Or HaChaim like this. Anoichi Erid Mitzrayimah. Perish Lashon Miyitzar. Mitzrayim, it's not the Mitzrayim, it's our personal Mitzrayim, because the word Mitzrayim has in it tsar, pain. It's our personal pain in our lives. He compares it to Miloshon Miyitzir Kamoshon Yitzav Shedegala Moshe Basneh. La'orot Kishochin Basneh Mokem Koitzim Letzad Tsar Yisrael. Why did Hashem reveal himself dafka in a snare, a burning bush of thorns? Why not a beautiful tree? Because the Ribbono Shalom Kiviyochel was in tsar because of what was happening to Klal Yisrael. Thorns! Ki Ashchina imahem b'mitzrayim. That's the idea. The Ribbono Shalom was mitzaer. He had tsar. That's the Shechina. He said, really, the Shechina, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Shechina never descended to the part of Egypt that was fully impure. As we know, there are certain times when Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't daven for the Makkah to stop. He had to leave Mitzrayim because it had so much tum in it. But Hashem was with us. When Yaakov is described in the Medrash Tanchuma, bowing down in presence of the Shechina, as the pasuk says, "Imo Anochi Batzara." That the Ribbono Shalom, as it says in Tehillim, as we just said, that the Ribbono Shalom is always with us, and that's this personal. Wow, the Ribbono Shalom is always with us. Mitzar, right? We say, "Kol Ha'olam Kulo Gesher Tzar Ma'od," right? Tzar Ma'od, the famous. So famous, Bibi Netanyahu used to say it all the time. Rav Nachman Breslov, right? Gesher tsar mode. Tsar, narrow, confined area, as small as you think it is, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is there with you. Yaakov, I'm going to be with you. Don't worry about it. But this is real life. Fake life is the life that we share where things are amazing and wonderful and everything's... No. You know where I'm really with you? When the going gets tough. When there's misery, that's when the Shechina comes. And he asked the question that why is it that we find that when Bnei Yisrael come down to Mitzrayim, there were Shivim Nafesh, but there weren't, because if you count the Pesukim, there's 69 people that came down to Mitzrayim, not 70. How can it be? Ends off the Or HaChaim. The Ribbono Shel Olam was the 70th. The Ribbono Shel Olam was with them. When life is amazing, it's super easy to believe in Hashem. The Mitzrayim experience is our experience, Rabbi Isai. That's our experience. The Imo Anochi Batzara experience. We just went through the amazing holiday of Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is so amazing because we give Hodah to Hashem, something we forget all the time to do. The fact that you woke up this morning, the fact that you had the opportunity to be here, especially here this year, especially if you're one of the newer guys that I've never taught before. What an amazing opportunity. You're so lucky. Just kidding. But, and then we say, Hallel, it's great. And we're singing and we're dancing and we're in Leva Torah, yay, right? Kabbalah Shabbos, yay. Let's come home so our soup is all cold because it was an hour and 45 minutes. Yay, great. But Rabbeisai, those are the same, that's the same guy. David HaMelech also wrote other Tehillim that we say, Imo Anochi Batsara, that when somebody's sick, we scream out. And what do we say? It's the same Tehillim. But in those times, what do you, why is God doing this to me? I don't understand. What did I do wrong? It's not fair. The Mitzrayim experience, Hashem tells Yaakov, Yaakov, you are the Av of Golos. You are the Meir of God. You're the Meir of Guy. What does the Meir of Guy mean? Well, it doesn't make any sense if you think about it. Avraham Avinu was the first of the Avos. And what tefillah did he invent? Chakras. Well, excuse me, we're not Christian. Right? In a few weeks from now, we're going to be, what are we going to be saying? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year. Yeah, those guys go by 12 o'clock. I don't understand. What just happened? Why is Avraham Avinu the morning? That's not us. We have an anomaly on Sunday that we have a fast day that only starts in the morning. But that's a technicality because it's a minor fast day, literally. Asara B'Teves reminds us of the fact that what? You're like, oh, are you serious? You're doing that this year? So I'm happy because it's on Sunday. I don't work on Sunday, so it'll be an easier fast day for me. But that's not the normality of halacha. So what's the answer? The answer is the Rabbeinu Shalom in his wisdom wanted Yaakov to be the Av of Meir, Meir of his darkness. Some of you think that Meir literally means Rishus, means if I want to daven, I don't have to. Same thing with Tzitzis, it's Rishus. Okay. You have a very unclear understanding of halacha. You need to speak to Rav Siv. We're mechayiv ourselves. We're mechayiv ourselves to daven the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. And what do we say? We say, no, Imar Nochei Batsara. I know it's dark outside. Hey, I hate to tell you something. I'm sure you felt it. I'm under the weather, so I feel it. The weather changed like this. It was 90 degrees last week. 80-something degrees, and now it's Baruch Hashem, it's going to start raining. Amazing. I know for some of you guys are like, it's not that bad outside. Okay, yeah, it's still high 50s. Good, good. But it gets dark. You turn around and all of a sudden it gets dark outside. It's 4-something and it's dark. It's a hard season. This is Dafka, the season we read these parshas. People are much more sad during this time of the year. The suicide rate happens to be very, very high during this time of the year. We have to understand the message of Yaakov Avinu is, I'm with you, Bitsara, but I'm the same God that is with you in the greatest times. I want to put you through this summer to make you into a better person. Personal story. I've had more than one job in my life. I've had a lot of different jobs. Maybe when we turn the tape off, I'll tell you a little bit about those jobs. I 100% believe that every single situation that I've had, it's hard because like my parents and my in-laws are coming from the teaching world where they had the same job for like almost 40 years. So when, you know, I went through 5, 6, 7 jobs, you know, there's something wrong with this guy. But that's very common in the business industry. But every job made me into a better person. Everyone taught me something. Some of them I had amazing business mentors. But do I take the bad experiences and say, I don't know what, why, but I'm learning from this? That's the message of Isaiah. And that's the message of Asara B'Teves. Why is Asara B'Teves so bad? I said, mentioned it this morning. How can it be? Big deal. They breached the walls. Okay, Shkoyev. We just said, Partsu Chomis Migdalai, B'Tmino Kol Hashmanim, right? Parts of Migdal HaZaken. It was the start of something terrible. And the Jews didn't get it. They didn't respond and say, wait, something's bad here. We need to change. We need to do something. We need to listen to the Navi. On one hand, you have to realize that Hashem is with you no matter what. And you stop your self-pity for yourselves and saying, well, I have an excuse. I'm allowed to come to davening later. I don't have to go to davening because I'm different. God created me in a certain way. He clearly realizes I'm not that guy. I'm not smart enough, and therefore I can't accomplish. And even though I have the schus of being in a sheer bet, it doesn't matter. God created me different, and therefore I can't. No way, guys. Don't. Because if I can be up here now, and I can be giving a shiur that's going to go on YU Torah, and three people are going to listen to it, I'm telling you, kal v'chomer bein shehu, stop making excuses. Imo anochi batzara, the Rabbanu Shalom is with you in everything. He's lifting your hand up. But Soloveitchik tells the story of Avram ben Avram, one of the famous geirim. In a time when it was usher to become a geir, he writes this in the Machzer, on Yom Kippur. And he's caught by the authorities. And I believe he was nobility. His father says to him, listen, you did a horrible thing. You converted to Judaism. But I have great news for you. I'm going to accept you back into the palace if you convert back. And even though technicality, you really should be killed, no, you're all right. And he says, absolutely not. I found Judaism. This is it. I'm done. He says, okay, now you'll die. And he's sitting in jail. And if I'm not mistaken, I forget who visits him. I think maybe it's the Gra. And he comes to him. And he says, Avram ben Avram says, I'm not scared of dying. But you know what I'm scared of? When I get up to Shemayim, who's going to be there for me? My grandparents aren't going to be there. My Rebbeim aren't going to be there. I have nobody. I'm a geir. But the Gra says, Imo Anochi, but sorry, you know who's going to be with you? The Anochi. You're going to have the greatest hand when you get there. The Rabbeinu Shalom is going to take you. Rosh is with us all the time. We have to realize that. And lastly, Imo Anochi Batzara is that we have to be margish the tzara of other people. This also teaches us that when anything is happening in the world, we have to recognize how we have to be unified and care. Kal v'chomer, we should care if it's our own family, if it's our own, yes. And we should even care when it's not our own people. And there's an earthquake somewhere in who knows where, a place I can't even pronounce, yes. It should bother us because we are Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. But, Rabbi Yisai, it has to bother us if other Jews, if there was a stabbing today, and you knew about it, you didn't say a parakeet to hell, you didn't do anything, you didn't change, nothing? My mother was stabbed? Seriously? What's wrong with you? Find out a kid in the yeshiva, you don't go over to him? I saw a guy in shul this morning. I know his father just had surgery yesterday. So my mind is playing games with me, of course, while I'm saying silence for an esrei, because the wine like, I'm such, wait a minute. This is so embarrassing. I'm going to go up to him and go, how's your father doing? And he's like, my father's fine. I'm like, oh, I thought your father was. So I went up to him and I said, you know, has your father had surgery? He's like, yeah, thank you so much for asking. Imo Anochi Batzara. Maybe that guy feels better that somebody cared. Saying a parakeet Tehillim is not only about, it's about me becoming, defining me into a better person. Because I care about other people. It's not all about me. Should we zeichet to hear these messages? Because these are messages of the Geula. Because the difference between Gullus and Geula is a letter. We're there. The Rebbeinu Shalom put us through the darkness because as Rav Soloveitchik says, the Ayelet HaShachar, the morning star, the morning is the brightest time, right? When it's the darkest, it becomes the brightest. We're in the birth pangs of Mashiach. We have to realize that the Sarah that we think that we're in is with the Rebbeinu Shalom holding our hands, Kiviyach. Shavizot to understand these messages and see the Mashiach's kingdom, the Hedri. Amenu. Amen.